Hello everyone, it's Sally Abbott here, back as editor for the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine July 2023 edition. This month's cover shows Lady Glenconner sitting elegantly on a bench inside Holcombe Hall, her family home. She sits with her legs crossed, hands resting together to the side of her body between two piles of natural straw hats. She wears a skirt and a knitted jacket, a pearl necklace and drop earrings, exuding the understated grace and elegance of a quintessential English lady. Her head is turned slightly to the side, and as she glances towards the camera, the twinkle in her eye hints at a spirit which belies her 91 years. Inside, an interview with Lady Glenconner gives an insight into life at Holcombe and her close relationships with the royal family, past and present. We also hear why long hot summers are bad for hedgehogs, hear about the lives of local drag stars Misty Licious and Mindy Pendant, and learn about Aylsham's forgotten revolutionary. All this, along with our regular features and contributors. Our readers this month are Kevin Ford, Caroline Aldrey, Robin Quine, Lorna Fisty, and we have a guest reader, Chris Whiting. To get us started, we are going to first hear from Emma Lee, editor for the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine.
Welcome to the July issue of Norfolk Magazine. In this edition, we're celebrating the brilliant events which are being held in the county this summer. From music to food, Norfolk does a good festival. Just look at Festival 2 in King's Lynn, which has a fantastic lineup with acts including Feeder, Example, Neville Staple, Liberty X, and Newton Faulkner performing. And it's free. Since I was in my teens, my summer hasn't been complete without a trip to a festival. Like many, a trip to Reading was a rite of passage for me as a teenager, roughing it in a two-man ridge tent. So it was quite an upgrade when, thanks to winning a Radio 1 competition, my accommodation on my only visit to Tea in the Park Festival in Scotland was a luxury tour bus. I've done Glastonbury, but because my one and only trip to Worthy Farm involved a torrential downpour and lots of mud, I've been content to enjoy it on the telly from the comfort of my sofa since. It was music to my ears when Latitude Festival pitched up just over the border in Suffolk, where I've enjoyed many fantastic performances, including Kraftwerk with their 3D show, New Order and Christine and the Queens. And the highlight of last summer was a trip to Victoria Park in London to watch Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds at All Points East. I still get goosebumps just thinking about it. But recently, I think I might have found the most middle-aged way possible to enjoy a concert. I suspect that I was very much in the minority to be glad of the northeasterly wind which set in at the beginning of June. Yes, it was a grey and chilly start to the summer, but it also meant that the sound of the Arctic Monkeys' recent concert at Carrow Road was buffeted in the direction of my house. So I got to enjoy I Bet That You Look Good on the Dance Floor and Fluorescent Adolescent, accompanied by a steady supply of tea, and during the slower numbers I could potter about and get some chores done. How times change. There will be a festival atmosphere in Norwich at the end of the month as the city holds its annual Pride Week. The centrepiece of the event is, of course, the parade, a glorious and colourful and uplifting spectacle which attracts thousands. In celebration of the event, Angela Adams meets Kevin Dodemont and his husband, Ed Hollingsby, also known as Miss Delicious and Mindy Pendant, the fabulous hosts of Norfolk's hugely popular drag bingo charity events, and here's their moving story. Like many, I was gripped by Lady Anne Glenconner's extraordinary memoir, Lady in Waiting, so I'm thrilled that she is this month's cover star. The confidant of Princess Margaret, who grew up at Holcombe Hall, has since penned a sequel, Whatever Next, as well as turning her hand to murder mysteries, forging a new career as a writer in her 80s and 90s. And, as Rowan Mantell discovers, now her life story is coming to the small screen. What an inspiration. Happy listening.